Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Maximizing Moments Morning Show, where we meet in the mix to share a daily inspirational boost. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Great day, everyone. Truly hope you are enjoying your day on today. Today's episode is to inspire and encourage you in building your brand. Yes, we're going to talk about branding matters. This is an episode to inspire you to glorify God in your business by utilizing faith-based principles and serving with the characteristics of Jesus, which ultimately impacts your brand and positively influences those you encounter in your business. In this episode, we will also explore a brand faithfully demonstrated excellence in serving the community in which described. And so we are hoping that you will be inspired in a year of restoration, in a year that God is going to get the glory from what we do. This is a God year. This is a God year. Yes, we have done some phenomenal things. We have done great works in the kingdom. This is a time that we elevate in our thinking and allowing God to be God, even in our business. So in a time that we are in crisis as this nation and even across internationally, we know that God is still God on the throne and that we still must trust God in our business. And that is what it's about. It's about building a brand that glorifies God. In doing so, we have to invite people on our team who will build the way God intended for us to build. And this is one of the most important decisions you will make when you're talking about building a brand. Building a brand that glorifies God. Building a business with those who share your same core values and beliefs. And empower them in your vision that God has entrusted to you. You pour into them what it is that God has given to you. And there should be an agreement in the core values and beliefs that you walk even in the principle that how can two walk together unless they agree. And so you agree in what it is your core values, your beliefs, what it is that you know that the vision will ask for or what it would demand from you and from your team. And this allows you to really have that freedom of being innovative. You have the freedom to begin to pull from things that you know can be made a better version of, even a plan that you have. You're able to explore the possibilities. You're able to create that synergistic atmosphere and environment. The one having an idea, another one have an idea. And you think a room of 5, 6, 7 people, even 12 people, with ideas, and you brainstorm and you begin to create something that you could not create separately. You can do that when you know you all are on the same accord. You're unified and your core values and your beliefs. You're unified with the vision because you have empowered them in a vision. You have poured into them in a vision. You have trained them in the vision. And this is, you make a significant impact. Business is a gift. It is a gift from God. When God gives us a business idea, it's truly a gift from God. And it's our responsibility to steward it well. And we're still talking about glorifying God in your business. You think about the business, Chick-fil-A, well-known brand, very prosperous brand, a brand that is known for what you encounter and is consistent across the board, as in them displaying, the full team displaying the characteristics of what we are to display as believers in a faith-based business, which is their hospitality. Chick-fil-A, no matter which location you go to, the branding you are impacted by, not just what you see as far as on a billboard, not just what you see as a sign that's consistent in what the Chick-fil-A sign or the branding colors and all of those things. What you see consistently is their brand is edified in the characteristic of those people who are serving, those of us who come to Chick-fil-A to be served. That is part of their brand. They're known for it. And one of the things that Chick-fil-A, the owner of Chick-fil-A, has really imparted into that brand and to the people is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of what he has entrusted to them as a people and the resources, and having a positive influence on all that come in contact with the business. And I think we can probably say across the board, and I really believe so, of course, there's always, you're going to get some type of backlash or a hit somewhere. Somebody may not be satisfied. But overall, we know the Chick-fil-A brand and what it represents. It is a very profitable brand, but what they have made themselves accountable for is how they serve the people that they encounter each and every day that their business is serving. They go the extra mile. They become their brand. They believe in a restaurant being a place of restoration, where people can come and be restored, where people can come and actually have an experience inside of the restaurant, whether you go through the drive-thru, whether you go in. Even if you go in, you are being served. If you choose to self-serve, that is your choice. But they believe in bringing a total experience by reflecting the characteristics as servant leaders in their brand. And I think this is something that we can see as an example as entrepreneurs, as business owners, that our brand go much more past the advertisement, much past the brand colors, much past our, you know, consistency in what things look like, whether it's a billboard, whether it's a flyer, whatever the case may be, that our brand goes even greater impact when the vision becomes life through the characteristics of Jesus and is displayed consistently throughout our brand. This is something that Chick-fil-A has, you know, faithfully demonstrated and has been well known for, and has made a significant impact to the place where there it results in their increase, their profitability. This is definitely something to take note of as you're building your brand, and as you know that your brand matters. It's the small things. If you say thank you to a worker that's in Chick-fil-A, someone who is serving, they will say, my pleasure. This is something, small things that makes a big difference. You think about even in the place of their consistency as far as they do random acts of kindness. You will find Chick-fil-A servers doing things that's unrelated to their work, not work-related, random acts of kindness that they display outside of Chick-fil-A and inside of Chick-fil-A to go that extra mile. You've heard of Chick-fil-A workers, you know, changing a tire. Random acts of kindness, yet it displays something very significant that actually exemplifies their brand. This is the way that God can be glorified. Of course, that varies across the board and whichever type of brand entity that you have. It's a place of just going that second mile. That second mile goes a long way. And it makes obvious that you are building relationships versus being transactional. It's a beautiful way that we enjoy the experience through that second mile principle each and every time, to the point where you can see a long line at Chick-fil-A and you're willing to wait in that line. One, you know it's going to be pretty expedient either way, but two, the experience that you have, they call you by name. They're very personable, and in that fact, they are relational. It's a beautiful thing to experience, and it's a beautiful thing to take note of. Even with dealing with conflict in their brand, they gracefully handle it by displaying honor and dignity, going that second mile and doing it tirelessly without being coerced to do it. They just do it because it's ingrained and engrafted as a business and being part of the business. They just do it, and therefore, whatever is they've taken and hit for, whatever that's come against them, it, you know, it's almost like the scripture where if a person ways please the Lord, they will make their enemies at peace with them. You see this exemplified in the Chick-fil-A business and brand itself. So I hope that you are encouraged on today that if you're thinking of launching a business, if you're already in business, think about it as a place a restoration, a place where we're restoring the authenticity and the genuineness of the Christ-like spirit throughout our business and what we do and what we offer and how we handle people and resources, that we are good steward over those things. Hope that you're inspired on today, encouraged and empowered as you continue on in your purpose and what God has created for you to do and has entrusted for you. Again, this is your time. This is your day. Yes, today is your day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is your season, and yes, this is your reason. This is your year, and this is your decade. To seize the opportunity. Have a blessed day.